I've told the Security Council that I'm confident and optimistic for Côte d'Ivoire, even though we should remain prudent. I think it is a country where you can find the stability, and also where the security situation has improved a lot, and we just have to continue monitoring and then also to remain prudent.
You mentioned progress in terms of political dialogue. We see the rise of coalitions, opposition coalitions. How is the political climate in Côte d'Ivoire?
So the political climate, as of today, I can tell you, is a little bit tense for a simple reason. I told the Security Council that the political dialogue has been going on, and it brought around the table a lot of opposition political parties, and they are discussing with the government on issues very important for them, such as the release of the prisoners, such as the conditions to organize fair and free elections and so. But at the same time, you have some political parties we can call the hardliners, who, instead of joining the political dialogue, prefer to go through demonstrations in the streets and so. And today, I heard that some demonstrations went on in Côte d'Ivoire, but the overall situation is that the political climate is really stable, and then it is very calm.
You've been very active, making use of your good offices also to contribute to the calm situation that exists today. Can you tell us a little bit about your efforts?
Yes, I used my good offices mandate mainly, you know, with regard to the political dialogue, because it is very important in the situation of Côte d'Ivoire that the government and the opposition political parties sit together and then discuss the issues, instead of going through demonstrations and then through really very strong words which cannot give confidence to the populations. Because today in Côte d'Ivoire, what the populations need is a kind of confidence, and they need also signal coming from the political leaders, telling them that they are not going back to the situation they faced in 2010. So I used this mandate to bring them together around the table and then to make them discuss. Another area of in which I used the good offices mandate is with regard to the social cohesion, you know, in the villages and then in the regions. So you can find in some communities still some conflicts going on, conflicts mainly related to the situation they have known in 2010. So there also I had to go and then to sit down with them, to make them talk to each other and then commit themselves that they will really drop all the grievances they have, and then to live together, because in any case they do not have any other choice than to live together. So,
when returning to these communities, have you noticed that there has been progress and healing?
Yes, there definitely has been progress, because in 2 years I visited almost all the areas of Côte d'Ivoire. So in some areas the problems were not as deep as in other areas. And also sometimes the population will call and say, oh, ask madame to come because we are facing this problem. And also in some situations, the local authorities will say, oh, UNOC should come because you are the only ones who can come. Sit down with the population, speak to them, and then they will listen to you. Yes, indeed, the situation has evolved. And also there has been some healing.
And the mission is well received.
The mission is well received now, yes.
You came before the Security Council at a time where the mission is up for a renewal. What is it that you're hoping to see with the renewal of the mission's mandate?
No, you know, with the renewal of the mission mandate, I think the most important is the signal that is given by the international community. the signal of its support to the ongoing process in Côte d'Ivoire. As you know, those 2015 elections will be the turning point for Côte d'Ivoire. If those elections go well, it means that Côte d'Ivoire is back on the track of stability and development.